Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right, Brent Reed, we talked about Adam Reynolds. The decision is made. He is a Bronco as of next year. Does that make any difference with other halfbacks and where they're going? Mitch Moses, for example.
Well, we broke the news during the first game last night that Mitch Moses, he had an option that was due yesterday before kickoff in that first game. He obviously had some interest from elsewhere. There was some talk he may just take up the option and re-sign for 1 year. The mail I'm getting out of Parramatta is that he will sign a long-term deal there. It'll be at least 3 years. An announcement will come soon, but Mitchell Moses will stay at that club for the foreseeable future. Now, what that means is they can now move on to some other guys. Ryan Madison's got an option in his contract. It's due round 12. I suspect he will at least take up the option, and the club may look to extend him out. The big one now is Clint Gutherson. He's got one more year left in his deal. The King, captain of the club. And now they've got Mitchie locked away. I think they'll look to extend Clint Gutherson out for as long as they can. Basically keep the nucleus of that side that's threatening to break that long premiership drought. So
how are they going with the cap though, Rudy? Because they re-signed Nathan Brown last week, didn't they? So now they've got Moses, and you're talking about Gutherson.
He's on a big deal.
And Marnie, I would imagine. I mean, his price would only be on the rise,
he's
wouldn't it? So they're going to be able to keep him all in?
Well, I think they're confident they will, Gerds, because, I mean, guys want to stay there at the moment because the club's going so well and, obviously they're a premiership threat this year. So I'd be stunned if Clint Gutherson left just because he's, the captain of the footy club.
What about Madison?
Madison's an interesting
one. Where's
he
on their list?
Well, I think he's a reasonable priority, but his concussion issues make it a really delicate situation because... Yeah, I mean, he's a good footballer, Ryan Madison. He's been on the verge of origin, I guess, for a couple of years now. But the head knocks have meant he's spent extra time in the sidelines. And I wonder whether other clubs, given his history with the head knocks, would take a risk on him. I think he'd be viewed as a risk. I don't know whether you guys agree with that. But his concussion history, for me, would put some clubs off, I suspect. So I think for that reason alone, he might stay at Parramatta.
Yeah, and when you've got a club that they're in the position Parramatta are at the moment where players will... play for them for less. You're in a healthy position. I just don't understand these clauses that get inserted into contracts these days. Round 10, round 12. I don't know how you, as a CEO or a footy manager, you sign off on that.
Well, sometimes I think they don't have a choice because the club, the player and the manager puts them in a position where they say, this is what we want. And sometimes the players have got the power, don't they? Sure, at points in your careers, you were... obviously great football player, so you would have had a little bit of leverage, and I guess in some cases the player and the manager use it.
I would imagine too the form of Papa Lee would have made it a little bit easier to make a decision around whether they keep Madison or not, because Papa Lee wouldn't be on a hell of a lot of money, and
nothing,
they've got Nokori as well playing in the centres at the moment that can play back row, so if they're going to look to get their salary cap in shape, they might need to make some cost-cutting exercises, and Madison might be one of them.
Yeah.
Right, what about Dane Gagai?
Yeah, look, obviously, once Adam Reynolds made the decision to leave South Sydney, it meant South had some money for next year because they've been keeping a one-year deal on the table for Adam, which stopped them moving on some other players. Now, that deal's obviously off the table now because Adam's gone. So their focus now is on Jaden Sura and Dane Gagai. They've got to fight for both those guys because some other clubs are circling both those guys. They're both linked, funnily enough, with Brisbane. My understanding is Brisbane have dropped off Dane Gagai, but the West Tigers are now taking a close look at Dane Gagai. So, look, South's got a challenge on their hands with those guys. Dane's on a big deal right now. I think he's going to have to take a little bit of a haircut, but the Tigers are definitely in the market for a centre, and they're looking pretty closely at Dane Gagai at the moment. So South's got a fight in their hands with those blokes.
What does that mean for Joey Leilua? Because he's up at the end of the year, isn't he?
He's got a club option. So the club's got an option on Joey Leilua, and I believe they've got
to take... So they're going after Gagai...
Well, that doesn't sound good for Joey, does it? I think the option on Joey's pretty close. The club's got to make a decision on Joey in the next couple of weeks. So, Joey's obviously looked good in patches this year, but if they get Gagai, I think that could spell the end for Joey at the Tigers.
Now, Rudy, I saw and read this morning in the Weekend Australian, you wrote a small novel, about 10,000-12,000 words.
Did you read it all, Tate?
I read it all on Redcliffe and their desire to be the next club in the NRL. You went through their entire history through, it was wonderful. In chronological order, which was good.
Yeah.
What's the system now? Because I understand that report that many of the clubs commissioned independently to look at expansion and what it would mean for them, the first section of that has come back in a positive way.
Yeah. There's four parts to that. The first section's come back. which looked at the fan base for the respective bidding parties, three bidding parties, how that would impact on other clubs, current clubs in the game, and that's come back pretty positive for expansion. So that's one tick. That report was, there's 12 clubs that are contributing to that report, about $5,000 each. It's by a mob called the Gemba Group, and it's going to be finalised end of May, early June. Expansion, the decision on expansion will be made at the end of July, so that gives the clubs plenty of time to digest that report. But so far it's come back pretty positive in favour of expansion, but the big issues are still going to play out, and that is whether it will bring more money into the game, whether it will affect the money the other clubs are given. Gemba haven't done that part of the report yet, and that's the controversial part of it.
All right. As I said before, I'm embracing expansion. I moved on to size 38 pants. We have so much...
Triple M rocks the NRL 24-7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.